Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of the Mishnah's halacha ish noicheles ishtai. A husband inherits the assets of his deceased wife, even if she has sons. Rabbi Shmuel's source from the Pesukim that referred to the Isser of Hasavas Nachla. If a daughter inherited her father's land because she has no brothers, she is obligated to marry a husband from the same Shevet as her father, so that her father's land is not transferred to another Shevet, as the Pasuk states, La'echad mimishpachas matia via tila'isha. The question whether Bahasabas Habal Hakasim Adaber. The concern is for her husband, and that if he was from a different Shevet and she dies, he will inherit the land, and it will be transferred to his Shevet, or Basibas Haben Hakasim Adaber. The concern is for her son, in that if her husband was from a different Shevet, then their son is also from that Shevet, and if she dies, her son will inherit the land, and it will be transferred to his Shevet, however her husband does not inherit the land. A bias question regarding Hasavas Nachlas Eim. Does the concern for Hasava apply even regarding Nachlas Eim, land that a daughter inherited from her mother, which her mother had inherited from her father, who had no sons, and therefore she must marry someone who both his father was from her father Shevet and his mother was from her mother Shevet? Or the concern applies only to Nachlas Av, land that a daughter inherited from her father, but there is no concern for Nachlas Ha'im, and therefore she may marry someone whose father was from her father's Shevet, even though his mother was not from her mother's Shevet.